Michelsbacher's Mountain of the Adepts. Peter Bindon, FRC, MA. Peter Bindon is an anthropologist and botanist. He has served on the editorial board of the Rose Quad Journal for many years and is a frequent contributor to the Rosicrucian Digest. He was a presenter at the Hidden in Plain Sight esoteric conference held at Rosicrucian Park, where he presented a paper on ancient alchemical diagrams. Are they mirrors of the human soul for the modern world? A few years ago, he retired as Grand Master of the English Grand Lodge for Australia, Asia, and New Zealand after many years of service in that position. In this article, Frater Bindon helps us to ascend the Mountain of the Adepts and examines some of the symbolism of this diagram from the secret symbols of the Rosicrucians of the 16th and 17th centuries. The version of this image shown above was hand-colored by H. Spencer Lewis.
Several illustrations that contain collections of symbols clustered around a mountain can be found in alchemical and Rosicrucian texts. The first thing that springs to one's mind concerning the central dominant image is that mountains are symbolic of an ascent in which effort is needed to reach a particular goal. It is interesting that these symbolic diagrams never seem to have their summit in the clouds, indicating that the goal to be reached is clear and can be distinctly seen or perceived. Such is the goal of the Rosicrucian adept. This diagram comes from the Geheime Figuren der Rosenkreuze, Secret Symbols of the Rosicrucians, first published in Altona, Germany in 1785. So the ideas contained in the diagram are only a little more than 230 years distant from our time. Despite the fact that we are far more advanced in material things, our spiritual and mystical development may be lagging behind that of our ancestors. There are many reasons for this situation, but for now, we return to the Mountain of the Adepts and our own quest for spiritual advancement. I am certain that you wish to follow your instincts in searching out the meaning of the symbols in this diagram, just as the hoodwinked men searching in the dark and the hunter are doing at the foot of the mountain. We will examine only a few of the more obvious symbols. Before one can even attempt to scale the mountain, the wall, which is symbolic of false doctrines and beliefs, must be overcome. Guarding the gateway through this wall is the alchemical protector, thought by the alchemists to be Boaz, the great-grandfather of the biblical David. While above, an alchemist plants the tree of the sun and the moon, which bears the philosopher's stone as its fruit. Another tree has already borne its fruit, symbolized by the house built on strong rock foundations. Notice that each time the main celestial bodies, the sun and the moon, appear, they are in pairs. What might this suggest, particularly when they are accompanied by the alchemical symbol for Mercury? What does the rabbit rushing to its burrow symbolize? We could ask the individual meanings of each of the many symbols in the diagram in this way, but this quest would not bring us to the goal that the artist desired. Let us assume that the ultimate goal of the Rosicrucian student using this diagram as a meditational mandala is union with the cosmic. The goal appears as an orb, a symbol of the universe that is three-dimensional, has mass, and can be defined by sensory perceptions. The orb is crowned by a symbol for the King of Heaven, the cosmic influence that is not materialistic and cannot be perceived in the same manner as the symbolic orb. To attain cosmic consciousness, the student treads a zigzag path that begins at the lower left with the hoodwinked seekers and proceeds through the hen to the dragon, the tree of potential, the fruitful tree, the house to the orb, and beyond. On this journey, various other symbolic manifestations are encountered. The lion, the eagle, and the crow are most obvious. But why is there a second tower with a dark gateway? Can the seeker be assured that a golden dawn awaits the setting of the silver moon? I encourage you to take a few minutes on a few occasions to ponder the symbolic journey depicted in this diagram. As the well-worn cliché reminds us, a picture is worth a thousand words. Alchemical and other mystical diagrams surely contain many more, as they generate different ideas for each individual that contemplates them. The encouraging aspect to such diagrams is that although the artist may have intended the viewer to understand a particular message, there are no wrong answers.